How's everybody doing tonight? We want to welcome you to South Bay Church. We are so glad that you decided to join us today. You know, 5 years ago on February 8th, 2009, South Bay Church launched. We had our grand opening as a church, and today we're here to celebrate all the things that God has done over these last 5 years. So today is a big party. We got some food trucks outside. We've thrown this big celebration all to celebrate the great things that God has done. So if you're a guest with us today, we're so glad that you've decided to join us. Our hope is that you'll hear our heart and why we do what we do as a church.
Yeah, so in the spirit of happy birthday parties, Andy was thinking it might be a good idea to have a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle themed party, just like our kids did in the fall. He was thinking maybe he could dress up like Master Splinter, and the band back here could be like life-size Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Do you think we'll do that for our next?
You guys think that would have been funny? Yeah, well, we decided not to go with that option, but we do have some special elements for this service that we wanted to clue you in on. One of the things is, just like you just saw, we're going to have some videos of different pastors that have been mentors to ours, mentors of ours, or have either partnered with us financially to help South Bay come into existence. You may not realize that we have about 17 different partnering churches that have joined together to help South Bay get started. And so you're going to be hearing from some of those senior pastors this evening. Also, we are going to be hearing more about the history of South Bay and some different things that God has done over the past 5 years of our church's life. And then finally, I just want to emphasize that we are here to celebrate two main things tonight. First and foremost, we're here to celebrate Jesus, because Jesus is the one who calls things into existence, and he is the one who changes lives. So tonight, we are here to celebrate Jesus. In addition to that, we want to celebrate the countless number of volunteers who, over the past 5 years, have poured their heart and soul into this ministry to make it what it is today. From giving financially, sacrificing time, getting here at the crack of dawn to set up, staying late, investing their energy and their talents to make South Bay, South Bay. We would not be here today without those volunteers, and we want to celebrate them tonight.
That's right. And a couple of things that are important as we go along. When you walked in today, you received a program. If you could go ahead and locate that, I just want to call your attention to a couple of things inside. The first is a connection card. In fact, the connection card looks like this. And every week here at South Bay, we ask every person to fill out a connection card. So at the end of our time together today, you're going to have the opportunity to turn that in. And if you're a guest, let us know how you heard about South Bay and make sure to swing by our guest center on the way out. Also, we wanted to let you know, on your phone, you're going to need to download the Wham City Lite app found in the App Store, so it works on Apple or any other inferior device that you might have. So download that at some point, and then it'll ask you for things like your credit card information and your social security number and your oldest child's birthday. Put all that in there as well.
No.
That's just a joke. Just give the app access to the microphone or the receiver for on your phone, so that it can interact with something we're going to do here at the end of the time together. Also, today we have been doing baptisms all throughout the course of our day. We have a number of people who've gone public with their faith in Jesus, and today we're going to give you the opportunity to do that. If you're a follower of Jesus and you've never taken the step to be baptized, you're going to hear more about how you can take that step today as we celebrate the difference that God has made in so many lives here at South Bay.
That's right. And a birthday party would not be a real birthday party without cake. And so we have cake pops for you tonight. And in this next song, Archie and the band are going to lead us, and we are going to pass out cake pops for you guys to enjoy. So stand with us, enjoy a cake pop, and sing along.
This is a new song, Only King Forever. We're here to celebrate him tonight.
I've got a firm foundation, a rock, the only solid ground. As nations rise and fall. Kingdom once strong, now shaken, but we trust forever in your name. The name of Jesus. We trust the name of
so much. Please be seated. We're going to watch a few videos of some mentors of ours all across the country. We want to invite you to watch.
Hey, everybody at South Bay Church. I'm Craig Rochelle, the pastor of LifeChurch.tv.
My name is Ryan, and I'm coming to you from the frozen tundra of the northern states here. You'll have to forgive me as I drink a little bit of coffee because it actually, I know it's hard for you guys to believe, but it's very, very cold up here.
This is the Catalyst team. This is not all of us. This is just some of us.
And my name is Perry Noble. I just wanted to say congratulations on 5 years. I really do remember meeting your pastor, Andy, for the first time, and he came to a coaching network that we had here at New Spring, and it was this little thing that we did. But anyway, just seeing the passion and the hunger in him was so encouraging and so challenging.
It's hard to imagine that there in Silicon Valley, you've already grown to reaching around 1,500 people or so. It's one of the fastest growing churches in the area, and God's hand is unquestionably on you. I also want to thank God for the Sunnyvale campus that'll open on February the 23rd. God is opening up doors for you to reach even more people.
And it has just been an awesome privilege to watch your church and the health. Andy, what an incredible leader. I mean, the people you have there on the team, Hanan and Felipe and Matt and really the whole gang. I'm not only honored to have served in that way, but it has been enriching to me. I've grown as a result of watching what God's done through your community and through the great leaders that you have there.
Hey, seriously, congratulations. I know this has been an amazing 5 years journey for you all, and we're so excited for your growth, your expansion. Hitting 1,500 in attendance is a huge deal.
Awesome.
On the West Coast, especially in Silicon Valley, where there are no Christians, right? That's what we keep hearing. There's no Christians in all of Silicon Valley. Y'all are proving us wrong, though.
And what God has done in the past 5 years have been amazing. Think about this. About 80 to 90% of church plants never make it. The average size of a church in America is around 75 people. And in just 5 years, you guys are reaching 1,500 people, and you're about to start a second campus.
God is opening up doors for you to reach even more people. I'm honored to invest in just a small way in your pastor, who's a tremendous leader, a great man of God, a tremendous man of integrity, and an awesome man of faith. So congratulations on 5 years, and you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that the best is yet to come.
There were people probably skeptical of Andy when he came to your area and said he's going to start a church. And they might have been laughing then, but nobody's laughing now. And you're going to start this second campus, and you're going to start a third campus, because God called us to fulfill the Great Commission to reach as many people as possible. So Andy, congratulations, buddy. Great job. God has greater things in store for y'all. I can't wait to see what happens next.
Also, wanted to say, way to go. I heard about you guys becoming the local heroes by the school adoption project that you did. And I love hearing about churches that are doing things that actually matter to the community. Anytime you give your city a gift, it ends up being a good thing for the advancement of the gospel.
Excited for you, for all the growth, for the way you're impacting your city, your community. Keep it up. We love you. And cheers from Atlanta, Georgia. Catalyst Yee! Team out. Yee!
Hi, friends. Welcome to South Bay News. My name is Stanley, like Stanley without the T, and here are your top three announcements for today. First, we're super excited for the launch of our Sunnyvale campus on Sunday, February 23rd. And to get ready for this big day, we're posting daily prayers on Facebook. So be sure to like our Sunnyvale campus Facebook page to receive up-to-date information and to prepare for this launch. Second, do you feel like your life is just crazy right now? Then join us for a new teaching series starting Sunday, February 23rd, called Overloaded. This series will teach us how to find peace and rest in the midst of this fast-paced world. And last, if you're new to South Bay Church, we want to welcome you and invite you to our newcomers reception also on Sunday, February 23rd at either 1 p.m. or 7 p.m. right here at the North San Jose campus. This is a great opportunity for you to meet some of our staff, find out about South Bay Church's mission, vision, and values, and find the next best steps for your spiritual journey. All you have to do is RSVP on the back of your connection card and drop it off in the blue buckets as it comes by. That's it for South Bay News. I'm Stanley Yang, signing out.
Hasn't it been exciting to see what God's done so far at South Bay? Isn't that exciting? You know, one thing that as we transition in just a second here that you can do to help us, there's people standing in the back. If you can move a little bit to the middle of your row, there's some seats on the sides that would be helpful for us as people continue to come in. You know, as we have been, I took some time this week to look back at pictures and all the things that have happened in the last 5 years here at South Bay, and I was overwhelmed with gratitude for all that God's done so far. It started when we came out here on what we called a little vision trip, or a prayer trip, really, and Pastor Andy, Archie, myself, and my dad were up on top of Quimby Road on the hill there, overseeing all of Silicon Valley, and this is before we had ever moved here. We hadn't moved here yet. We were just exploring the land. And we were on top of this hill looking over the valley and just said a prayer together. We combined our hearts, unified our hearts there and said, God, would you use us to impact this region? Will you raise up a group of people who would love you and love their neighbors enough to make a difference in the Silicon Valley? And to see all that God's done through that has been amazing. In fact, soon after that, we moved into town and we were living at North Park Apartments, where we started doing these neighborhood cookouts. We would just invite neighbors to come and grill food for them and get to know them and eventually invite them to what we call the launch team meetings on Sunday nights at the clubhouse at North Park Apartments. And in those meetings, we would just cast vision and tell people, hey, would you be a part of something that's bigger than yourself and join us as we launch a brand new church that's going to impact this city? You know, so much fun to watch God build that team from 10 to 20, 30, 40 people, and then watch them begin to invite people to our preview services. You know, around that same time, we went to the city of Santa Clara where we started the church and said, hey, we're here to serve. We're a brand new church. What can we do to serve you? And they said, well, you can come pick up trash at the Art and Wine Festival. So we went. There were 8 of us from the staff and then 12 people from a partner church called Lake Point Church in Texas that came and put South Bay Church shirts on and pretended to be our church because we hadn't launched yet. And we just served the city and we cleaned up puke and picked up trash. And that weekend was a pivotal moment for us because it opened the doors for us to serve our city at deeper and deeper levels. In fact, they invited us back, and the next year we took 50 people, then 100, then 200, then 300, and now there are hundreds of South Bay Church volunteers every single year that serve not only at the Art and Wine Festival, but 4th of July and Street Dance and all these different festivals in the city, impacting and loving people with the love of God. It's been awesome to watch that. In 2009, February, 5 years ago exactly, we had our first setup crew that came to set up our weekly services at South Bay. And if you were there in those early days, you remember these metal chairs, and you should be thankful we don't have them anymore. They were terrible chairs. And then we had this U-Haul truck we had to unload and load every single morning and every single afternoon after a long day of services. And God continued to bless week after week after week. And that grand opening, I'll never forget. It was over 200 people came. It was a packed house. We were communicating in a way that people could understand, and they were inviting their friends to be a part of what God was doing. And there began the journey of growth for us. In fact, we kind of hit a plateau at 100 and something people and never stopped growing from there. And we went to 2 services and 3 and 4, and then even having outdoor services at the school. They kicked us out of the gymnasium, and we had the privilege of worshiping God outdoors right there in the parking lot. Nothing would stop what God wanted to do. But you know, by far, one of my favorite moments at South Bay was the first few baptisms. And I have some great friends that are actually here today, Chris and Elaine. And I remember this specific day because Chris and Elaine, they started to come to our launch team meetings before they had ever even been to church before. They were neighbors of ours, and they decided to be a part of launching a brand new church, though they had never stepped into a church facility or been a part of church before. In fact, they had invited thousands of people through door hangers and invitations alongside us, and their first ever church service was our preview service at South Bay. And they didn't have a relationship with Jesus yet. And we started studying the scriptures week after week at Starbucks until they surrendered their lives to Jesus and publicly professed their faith with the first few baptisms there at South Bay. I'll never forget that moment. We baptized them in horse troughs, as you can tell right there. We also baptized people in the parking lot with cars and basketball poles behind them and swimming pools and all kinds of different formats. Soon after that, we began doing the Easter egg hunts, which were incredible experiences. We didn't know what to expect, but thousands of people showed up to Live Oak Park in Santa Clara as our hundreds of volunteers would just serve the city and serve the community and love them in the name of Jesus. It was so much fun to watch. One of the most memorable moments for me was when Pastor David stepped up on this ladder to do the final countdown, and there's literally like 3,000 kids waiting to rush the field, and he said, "Are you ready to go?" And all these kids, I don't even know English, a lot of them, they just heard the word go and they went for it. It was not the countdown, but they went. It was mass chaos, but it was so incredible. And then came this phone call that we received from the city of Santa Clara, and they said, you know, we've had budget cuts and we have to cut some of our events, including the Easter egg hunt we organized for the community at Central Park. And they said we were brainstorming as a staff what we need to do, and they said we either have to cancel or we have to downsize our event, which will make the community very upset, or we have to partner with somebody. But the only ones that our team was willing to partner with was South Bay Church. What do you guys think? And I remember this moment of gratitude, you know, of the city saying, we need you, church. We need the people of God to come and help and serve alongside us. And their willingness to do that was phenomenal. Soon after that, we began serving schools. In fact, all throughout our history, we've served local schools with small projects, but then with large projects like the Beautiful Day Initiative. And I remember going to Vincy Park Elementary last year after we renovated their school. And all of these kids you're going to see in the picture here in a second, holding signs of gratitude and thank you cards. We literally had if we put on a table, it'd be like about this tall, the cards that these students drew for the community here at South Bay saying thank you. And then we had a tremendous privilege this year to receive the District 4 Hero Award for our district. And every single year, District 4 under Kansan Chu, they pick one hero in the city. And they say, this is a person who did extraordinary things in our community to make life better. And a public school system nominated a Christian church to receive the award, and they voted us to receive it. In fact, Kansan Chu himself wanted to say thank you to you for what you've done in his community. So we're going to play a video of him doing that.
Hi, my name is Kansan Chu. I'm a San Jose City Council member representing Berryessa, North San Jose, and El Viso area. Congratulations, South Bay, for your fifth anniversary. I'm really, really happy to see you have a very strong presence in my district. And I wanted to thank you very much for your service in the last 5 years, not just on the spiritual side, but helping a lot of needed family in the real tough economic times. I want to wish you continued success in the years to come, and I'm looking forward to partner with you any way I can be of any help. Please feel free to call my office. Thank you very much.
Isn't that awesome? No one, when we moved from the very beginning, our vision was to be the type of people who had enough love inside of us and impacted the city enough that the city would mourn the thought of us leaving. And I'm so glad that we've been able to together make an impact like that in our community. You know, after being at the school for 3.5 years or so, we were maxed out with no more ability to add services at the school, and we had to come to a new building. And I'll never forget the hundreds of volunteers, those of you that came out during those days about 1.5 years ago now, and served and renovated this building with us. In fact, it was day and night, all night long for that week leading up to our grand opening. People were painting walls and demolishing stuff and bringing in toys. It was just an incredible experience to see the people, you guys, step up to the cause. We've even had some funny moments at South Bay celebrating Christmas and putting on onesies as a staff. I'm going to show you a picture there. We have posters available for you if you want to take it home right at the, just kidding. But you know, by far, as we end this time, one of my best moments is always seeing people who have been transformed by Jesus publicly declare their faith through baptism, and to see their faces and their rejoicing and the celebration of these hearts and lives and families who have been so impacted by the presence of Jesus, a real presence of Jesus, a relationship with him, that they go public and go bold with their faith and publicly profess before all of us that they've made a decision to follow Jesus. There's nothing like it. In fact, we want you to watch a video of the power that just one person or one family can have in impacting not only their own family, but those around them. Watch this with us.
So I'm Fred Torres.
I'm Evelyn Torres.
The way this really started was we were looking for a church that we could call home.
I didn't know what to expect. And when the service started, the music was magical. When the pastors came to talk, Andy was up there, and I knew it was like I was home.
It really has been a change in our lifestyle. And I think the message, it really does kind of help us use that in a practical way. I think that's one of the things that we're really learning about.
It was just changing me, transforming me. Healing was happening in my heart, and I knew that this was the place for my whole family.
So we invited our daughter Jasmine, and then we invited Nate and Antoinette. And then Nate and Antoinette invited their mom, Jovita. And then Nate and Antoinette invited their sister, Arlene. And then Nate and Antoinette invited their sister, Janelle. And then we invited my sister, Evelyn. And then Evelyn invited her daughters and her son, Jonathan, Tien, and Desiree. And then Evelyn invited her son, her daughter-in-law, and her grandson, Sam, Louisa, and Jesse. And then we invited my mom. Probably should have started there first. And then we invited my cousin, Jerry and Yvette. And then we invited 30 more people.
Hi, my name is Nathan Yap.
I'm Antoinette.
And we were invited to attend South Bay from Fred and Evelyn Torres. In 2003, we lost a child. And for me, that was like a big, you know, point in my life where I actually lost faith in God. It wasn't until we did get the invite and actually came out and attended South Bay. For the first time, I was comfortable. I felt good. I felt at one with God. In that first service, it hit me so hard. I mean, I cried that service. And I've never felt anything like that before. It just feels great, you know, for the first time in my life to be able to, you know, have God in my life.
Going to church and having and sharing a relationship with God has definitely transformed our lives, and we've been starting to serve at the church, volunteering at Bay Kids. I'm also leading a life group, so it's definitely been an amazing transformation. It really started out with the transformation that has created in our lives and in our family, and that was just sharing the word, what was going on in our hearts and what was God doing in our lives, and just be willing to invite people that you care about and that you want to be here with you.
I'm Sam Flores, and this is my wife, Louisa Flores. We've been going to South Bay for over 2 years now, and we've been invited. We were invited over 2 years ago by my Uncle Fred, who is also in the worship band. But growing up, I really didn't have a close relationship with God. I would probably go, like I said, the major holidays, and even then it just felt more like a duty than something that felt like I really wanted to do. So, you know, after my uncle invited us to come to South Bay, my wife actually started going every Sunday while I would sit down on the couch and watch football. So I actually started coming more often. And then I just felt closer to God every Sunday I would come.
South Bay for me has brought out so much that I've always hidden behind my shyness or just being scared. And I think since I've been coming here, I've opened up. I've done things that I know that I would have never done before, not only for myself, but for my family.
If it wasn't for my Uncle Fred inviting us to South Bay, honestly, probably would be at a bar drinking right now. I would have never been baptized. We would have never had learned to manage our finances through our financial peace life group. Our oldest son would not be participating in student ministry in the Ignite program. And we wouldn't have a newfound hope and following Jesus like we do now.
You know, there are a couple of things I really love about that story. First of all, I love the fact that we could start a Pacific Islander mafia from that family here at South Bay. And then the second thing I love is the fact that one family, two people making themselves available to God can have such an influence to where dozens of lives are literally changed for all of eternity. From a couple of people just saying to God, our lives are yours, our resources are yours, our family is yours, and God used them to do a great work that their whole family has been changed. And that, my friends, is the story of South Bay Church. It's ordinary people with a desire to see God use our lives beyond what we could do on our own, beyond what we could do in our strength. And I remember the beginning of this vision when God began to work in my heart in high school. I remember my life was changed because of the message of Jesus. I had a newfound hope, peace, and joy that I had never experienced before. And the church that I grew up in, I remember multiple times sitting there, and this is not to bash the church, but it was so disconnected from what God was doing in my life. I remember sitting in the service, and they had an organ, and if you play an organ, no offense, but it was a really boring instrument for me in high school. And the pastor would be up there in these large robes, and they would pray in 16th century English, and as if God speaks with 16th century English, right? And I remember thinking about all of my friends that I played football with, that were on the wrestling team in my high school, and wanting them to experience what God was doing in my heart, wanting them to experience the same thing I was experiencing. And I started thinking about inviting all of those friends of mine to church, and I knew that they would be more turned off to the message of Jesus if I invited them than if I did not invite them. And I remember sitting in a worship service growing up in high school, saying a prayer, saying, God, if you'd ever use me to start a church for people like my friends, for people who didn't grow up in church, for people who are not accustomed to the message of Jesus, I want to surrender and yield my life for you to do that through me. And I had no idea what that meant. I was uncertain of how it would all work out. I felt just the same way I feel today, underqualified for God to use my life, like I really didn't have a whole lot to offer him. And we felt like that this whole journey. We felt like we have been in over our heads, trusting God to do more through our lives together than we could accomplish on our own strength. And fast forward a few years, I met Stacy in college, paid her large sums of money, convinced her parents to let her marry me, and then she shared this same vision and passion to be a part of a church for people who had never experienced God's love before. And then we met a couple of friends in college, and we shared the vision, and Mandy and Felipe Santos were the first family to join and be a part of this team, and then Archie and Rebecca Jackson also joined in on the team, and Hinan and Giuliani Santos, Felipe's parents, also joined because we needed some people with white hair on the staff, and we were all kids at the time, and I guess we kind of still are all kids, but we were all just passionate about seeing God use our lives to make a difference. And I will never forget, as you saw in those pictures a few moments ago, the four of us, Felipe, Archie, Hinan, and myself, coming to the Bay Area in February of 2008 before moving here and going up on the East Foothills, looking over the 2.5 million people in Silicon Valley and being able to see almost from Morgan Hill all the way up to San Francisco, knowing that there are close to 9 million people in the Bay Area, that over 90% of the people in this region have never been connected to the message of Jesus, to relationship with God, and saying, God, will you use our lives to make a difference in this region with your love? And we felt underqualified. We felt uncertain of how it would all take place, but we wanted to make ourselves available to say, God, we want you to use us to be a part of something in this region that would make a difference, that generations down the road would recognize that you're a God that loves every single person and wants a relationship with every single human being. And our story, again, has been a story like that over and over and over and over again. And I'm confident that we are where we are today as a church because of you, because of the countless numbers of volunteers and leaders that have said yes to Jesus to let him use our ordinary lives to make a difference. I mean, I can think of dozens of examples. I think of Elizabeth Ho, who's one of our volunteers with Bay Kids, who I'm pretty sure she's been thrown up on about a half a dozen times with Bay Kids. I think of one of our volunteers, Andrew, who spent dozens of hours in here hanging lights when we moved into this facility. I think of the countless numbers of folks who've served in our community, and over and over and over again, you saying yes to Jesus and letting him do the unthinkable through your lives. I remember specifically the moment when we together gave financially to move into this facility, and 411 people from South Bay in November of 2010 brought their gifts and put it on a plastic table, a big old plastic table, as a surrender and a faith statement to say, God, we want to ask you to use our resources to help us find a facility that we can invite our friends and family members to experience the message and the love of Jesus. And one story in the Bible that comes up over and over again as we look at our vision is this powerful story in John chapter 6. I want to just share with you briefly what happens in this story. Jesus is spending some time with his followers, and he's been healing all day. He's been performing miracles, and he's trying to get away with his followers. And this large group of people, literally about 5,000 people, follow Jesus over to this hill. And there Jesus is with his followers. And he says to one of them, he says, I want you to go and find some food to feed all these people. Now, Philip, who is one of the disciples, looks back at Jesus and says, hey, there are not enough falafel food trucks in all of Israel to feed these people. That's a joke. He didn't say that. He said, 8 months of wages will not provide enough to feed the thousands and thousands of people. But then one of Jesus' followers, Andrew, walks up. And I love this verse. In verse number 8, it says that another one of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up. And he said, here's a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish. But how far will they go among so many people? How far can a couple of loaves of bread and a couple of pieces of fish go among thousands and thousands and thousands of people? This amount of resources that we have is seemingly insignificant when you look at the need, when you look at all that has to be accomplished. There's no way that all of these people can be fed. And the wrestling in this moment is the same thing that all of us face at times, realizing that we have so little to offer to Jesus, feeling like, you know, I'm not qualified. I don't have the experience. I don't have the wisdom that I need. I don't have all the education that's necessary for my life to do what I think it is that God wants to do through me. And the beautiful part of this story is that it's not the boy's education, it's not his experience, it's taking what was in his hands and putting it into the hands of Jesus that creates the miracle. And the story finishes when it says, Jesus said, have the people sit down. There was plenty of grass in that place. The men sat down, about 5,000 of them. Jesus took the loaves, he gave thanks and distributed it to those who were seated as much as they wanted. He did the same with the fish. And when they had all had enough to eat, he said to his disciples, gather the pieces that are left over. Let nothing be wasted. So they gathered them. They filled the 12 baskets with the pieces of the 5 barley loaves left over by those who had eaten. The question is, how far can it go among so many people? It depends on whose hands it's in. And if those few loaves of bread and a couple of fish are in the hands of Jesus, Jesus can take it and he can do the unthinkable with it. He can multiply it so that a couple of loaves of bread from Panera Bread can feed thousands and thousands and thousands of people. And that's the beauty of what God does through our lives. He doesn't ask you to have it all figured out. He doesn't ask you to qualify yourself. He doesn't ask you to have a certain level of income. All he asks of you and me is for us to make our lives available to him. And you have done that. You have done that consistently over the last 5 years. And that's a part of the reason, one of the big components of why I believe God has blessed our church in the way that he has, is because you are a group of people, you are a church that says to Jesus over and over again, my life is yours. I surrender it all to you. And as we look forward into the future, that's our prayer, to continue to hope and pray that God would find us ready for what it is that he wants to do through our lives, that we would relinquish control and say, everything that I have belongs to you. And I can't think of a better way to give us the opportunity to respond than to let you be baptized. So today, we're going to give you the opportunity, if you are a follower of Jesus. We've celebrated all the great things that God has done in the past, but we're going to give you an opportunity, if you're a follower of Jesus, to get baptized right now in the middle of our 5-year anniversary. Here we have a pool over here to my right, to your left, and we have some volunteers at the back in big blue shirts. They're kind of crazy, waving their hands back there. And today, if you have yet to go public with your decision to follow Jesus, we want to invite you to do that. Now, here's how this works. When a person goes into the water, it represents an old way of life passing away, and it represents the fact that God is able to change lives. They come up out of the water, and it represents a new way of life that each person has found as they choose to follow Jesus. So the band is going to come forward right now. And today, if you are a follower of Jesus and you've yet to make that decision to go public, we're going to give you an opportunity during these next 2 songs to step out to the back to grab. There is a bag there that has everything that you'll need, shorts, t-shirt, flip-flops. Ladies, in case you're wondering, it's a dark t-shirt, so you don't have to worry about that. But it's all there ready for you to go and to make that step. Some of you, maybe you want to just come and get baptized in what you're wearing and then change afterwards. You can do that as well. But let me just say this. We are a church that really does, we are a group of people that really do believe that Jesus existed, that 2,000 years ago he walked planet Earth, that he was crucified on a cross for the sins of the world, and that after being placed into a grave, 3 days later, he triumphed over the grave victoriously, proving that he is God. And now as a result of the perfect Son of God dying on a cross, there is hope for you, there is hope for me that we can experience peace with God, not by religion, not by what we can do, but because of his grace and his mercy through faith in what he's done, our relationship with Jesus can begin. And so today, for those who take that step, we can clap, we can shout, we can celebrate. We celebrate a God who's been faithful. We look forward to a God who has the power to continue to change more and more lives as we look into the future. So let's stand as we sing together. And those of you who want to take that step, we invite you during these two songs to step out and to get the clothes and come back and get baptized.
What can I give to you? What can I offer to the King for all the love you've shown? For all your mercy over me, I called your name, you heard my cry. Out of the grave and into light, my heart is yours, my soul is free. Thank you, God, for saving me. Thank you, God, for saving me.
Guys, there's still plenty of opportunity to come forward and be baptized. We want to send you up to the front if that's the condition of your heart today.
All the worries of this world, I will lay them at your feet. Surrender every anxious thought for perfect peace. Your perfect peace. All the loved ones I hold dear, all my hopes and dreams and all my fears, I will choose to trust your name in everything, with everything.
I will look up, for there is none above you. I will bow down to tell you that I need you, Jesus, Lord of all. Savior, all my life,
Amen. Thanks so much. Please be seated.
Hey, congratulations, South Bay Church, on your fifth anniversary. It's amazing to me what God's done through you in such a short time. Already running over 1,500 on the weekend, and the fact that you're starting a brand new campus in Sunnyvale on February 23rd in just a few weeks. I'm so proud of the fact that you guys have been faithful to your calling there, that the whole church has been engaged in sharing God's love with the people that they know. I'm so impressed with your staff, Andy, and the rest of the folks, and the way that God has uniquely gifted them for this time. It's apparent to me that your best days are still ahead of you, and that God has some wonderful things in store, not only for your church, but for the many, many families and individuals that you're going to reach in the coming days. Again, congratulations.
You know, I think that, I hope that I should say, all throughout the course of our time together, that you've seen this reoccurring theme that so many of our mentors have said to us, the best days of what it is that God wants to do for South Bay Church are in front of us. And so today, as we sang those words to that last song, that we look back, realizing that God is faithful, our story is a combination of the faithfulness of God and your relinquishing control of your heart, your life to Him, that He's done exceedingly beyond what we could have ever asked or imagined. And one of our theme verses here at South Bay Church, and for our staff, we've talked about this over and over again, is Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 and 21, that says this as it comes on the screen. Now, to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than we could ask or imagine. I love that phrase that says, God is able to do more than our biggest prayers, more than our wildest imagination, more than the greatest innovator on planet Earth. God is able to exceed our expectations. And if you had said to us, looking back 5 years ago when we started this church, that we would be where we are today, I would have told you, no way. I would have said, maybe one day we'll be that far. Maybe that one day we'll see that number of lives change. But there's no way 5 years in, we'll be where we are now. And today, we're looking at what God has done, realizing that He's able to do exceedingly and abundantly beyond what we could ask or imagine. But there's that phrase right there that says, and He's able to do it through His power that is at work within us. And the beauty of the way that His church grows is ordinary people, the power of God working through our lives. And I love this last phrase, to Him be glory throughout all generations in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, amen, forever and ever. That our prayer is that as God works through us, there would be this great glory, that people would recognize His love in our region, that people would recognize His power and His capability, and most importantly, experience peace and relationship with Him through the work that He does in our church. And the question for us is, what is the most important thing for us in this coming season as a church in order to experience the continued movement of God looking forward into the future? And the most important ingredient for us is not our experience. It's not what God has already done through us. The most important thing is that when God looks at us moving into the future, that He would see our humility, that He would see availability to Himself. And just as 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9 says, that the eyes of God range throughout the entire earth. That God is like a heat-seeking missile looking for people, as this scripture says, whose hearts are fully available, fully relinquished, fully His, that He's looking for lives and churches. And today our hope is that God would continue to find us postured, humble, expectant, surrendered, and committed to what it is that He wants to do through our lives. So we're going to sing a song as a declaration right now in this moment, saying to God, in this next season, looking forward from year 5 to 10, to 10 to 15, to 15 to 20, that as we look forward into the future, everything that we have belongs to Jesus. And we're believing, God, that You're going to use our lives and our church to make a difference so that one day the 90%+ of our region, it's no longer 90% that don't know Jesus, that one day it's 85 and one day 80 and then one day 50 and one day this entire region, that there is a movement of the love of Jesus, that hundreds of thousands of people through the churches of this area are experiencing hope in the relationship that they find in Jesus through what He starts now in us and through us and through the other churches in our region. That's our prayer. And so we're going to say again to God today that all that we have is yours. So as we sing this song, if you've yet to download the Wham City Light app, this is the time to make sure that you have that. We're going to pull our phones out. We're going to sing a song of declaration. Make sure to point that phone towards you so you can see the screen and see this cool experience that we're going to have together as we sing this song. So let's stand together as we sing the song saying, "All that I have belongs to you."
My joy to sing, to bring you an offering. You are good. Grace, your grace has come to me. Save me and set me free. Now I am yours. You took hold of my life. Now all of my love is yours. Took hold of my life, now all of my love is yours.
Set our hearts on fire, and we are dancing.
forevermore, forever I am yours. Yeah, forevermore, forever I am yours.
One more time.
Forevermore, forever I am yours.
Yeah. You guys may be seated. I love seeing your guys' faces with those confetti coming out at you.
Yeah, too bad it wasn't money.
Yeah, I know. That would, like Donald Trump. You know, it's been funny all throughout the day is watching all the different devices and some people having these phones that are like this big. I'm like, how do you talk on that thing? I think one day that our phones in our generation are going to be like the boom boxes of the 80s and 90s. Remember how people used to carry their boom boxes on their shoulder on the beach? We've had a long day. Anyways, ADD is kicking in. So
yes, next week we want to invite you back because we are doing something that we've never done in the history of South Bay Church. It's called Chaos Sunday. And we're not actually going to even tell you what it is. We're just going to say you don't want to miss it. So make sure you are back next Sunday for Chaos Sunday.
It's going to be shocking. I think maybe Archie's going to be leading music with his shirt off or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to miss that,
yeah,
right?
That's no. Right.
So,
at least he gets it covered up with a guitar.
Are you going to preach without your shirt?
Yeah, actually in an A-frame t-shirt.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That'll be something to look forward
Anyways.
To. Okay, long day. So, and then in 2 weeks from now, we are going to be launching our new series called Overloaded. And it's going to be a great time for you to bring friends and family with you. It's a really felt need for people. And so make sure to invite your coworkers and neighbors. There's some invitations in your program. That is also the Sunday that we are launching our Sunnyvale campus. So it is a huge day for us. We're really excited about that. And we want to make sure that you guys know the service times. All the service times are staying the same for the North San Jose campus. So we'll have 8:30, 10, 11:30, 1, and this 5:30 service. And then on the Sunnyvale campus, we will have one service to start off with, and that's going to be at 10:30. So we may move to two services pretty quickly, but for that first Sunday, it's going to be one service at 10:30.
Yeah, and I think, as Stacy already mentioned, one thing that is so important for us over these next couple weeks is to personally invite people. You heard that story of Fred and Evelyn and the power of their personal invite. And so those cards are there for you to spread the word. We're really believing that God's going to take our church to a whole new level of influence and individual lives of people being impacted. So that friend, family member, coworker, or neighbor, that's there for you to invite them. Now, as we conclude our service time together, in just a moment, we're going to have some buckets go by. That's the time for us to turn in our connection card. So if you're a guest with us, please do let us know how you heard about South Bay. All of us, every week, we turn in a connection card indicating prayer requests, next steps that we're taking, or any decisions that we can help you with in your journey spiritually. Maybe you're exploring a decision to follow Jesus. We want to continue to help you take that next step. Also, in just a moment, as the buckets go by, we get the opportunity to give back to God financially. And we consider this a privilege here at South Bay. So if you're a follower of Jesus, or this is your home church, we want to invite you to give back to God with us. Now, we over and over again say that we don't do things out of guilt or obligation or religion. We do things because we get to, and giving is a privilege. And I want to say, you are an incredibly generous church. In fact, our staff is overwhelmed and blown away over and over again. And when you look at what God has done, God's used your generosity to touch so many lives. So today as we give with gratitude for what God's done, but we give saying, God, we want to ask you to continue to use our lives to make a difference in more people's lives. So tonight we give generously because of that. Now, if you're a guest with us here today, we don't want your money. We want your connection card. So if you will put that card in as the buckets go by, letting us know that you're here, swing by the guest center, and let us give you a gift just as our way of saying thank you for being here with us. And if there's anything that we can help you with in your journey spiritually, make sure to go by the Connection Center, whether it's somebody praying with you or you're exploring faith in Jesus, anything that we can help you with, swing by there. We'll have some volunteers and leaders who'd be happy to help you. So in just a moment, we're going to watch one video that highlights a story of somebody's life who's been impacted and changed here at South Bay. And then after that, this video, as the buckets are passed during the video, then afterwards we'll be dismissed. And then we'll see you back for Chaos Sunday next Sunday.
Hi, my name is Lina. I am serving at Bay Kids right now, and I actually been here since the beginning. Every time my husband and I have moved different countries, different cities, the first thing we try to do is find a church because we don't know anybody in the community that we're moving to. So for us, having that community, it's a big thing. And South Bay Church has been amazing. Being part of South Bay Church during these 5 years has been great. I don't think I have enough words, or at least in English, words that that can express how much my life it's better and happier and more joyful. I think for us, the important thing about being part of the community is not only serving, but a lot of people say that when you serve, you're helping others, but for us have been quite the opposite, because by serving, we have met so many people. We've met our current friends that I love dearly, have been because I've served here. We were not only spectators, but we got involved, and that just, you know, has been a changing thing in our lives. If I think about my life without being part of South Bay Church, I think it would be an empty one. I think God gives us so many skills, and if we don't work and like using these skills, then our life is not complete. We liked it so much that we want to do it again, and so we are part of the team that is going to Sunnyvale campus to start the new church there. And I'm so excited because it's gonna be a new community. What it was for us when we came here, not knowing anyone, and having that church, that community open for everyone, and even like open for us to be part of it, that's gonna happen in Sunnyvale. People are gonna walk through those doors not knowing what they are going to find, but they're gonna find people willing to love them, help them, like welcome them, and they will start building this community where 4 years from now, as I'm sitting here, we're gonna have Sunnyvale people sitting there saying that being part of that community, that church, has been life-changing for them. You know what South Bay needs? They need a Spanish-speaking campus. That's what I would do.
Guys, thank you so much for coming. I hope you had a great time tonight celebrating all that God has done. To continue our celebration, I want to invite you just to stick around. We've got a food truck out there. We've got some coffee. Just want to invite you just to hang out and meet people. Thanks so much for coming. Have a great week, and we'll see you next Sunday for Chaos Sunday.